Chapter 6 Gathering Behind the King. Jonathan made his way out of the massive hall. All around him walked millions of his brothers and sisters who each had their own stories to tell regarding that great day. Even angels had stories to tell. Jonathan heard some of these angelic stories firsthand. He had often fellowshipped with many of them in the kingdom. One angel told him that the Son of Man had sent him to weed out of his kingdom everything that caused sin and all who did evil. He was told to separate the wicked from the righteous, while from the other angels he heard that they were sent to gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Everyone had his or her own stories, from the least to the greatest. And Jonathan had his own story as well. As he was making his way home, a man ran up beside him and tapped him on the shoulder. "Hi, Jonathan. My name is William. The Lord sent me to talk to you about the second coming. He said we would both enjoy each other's stories about that great day."
"Hi, William. It's a pleasure to meet you."
"I would love to hear your story," Jonathan said excitedly.
"I'm eager to hear yours as well," William said. "So, when and where did you live?" Jonathan asked.
"I was born in 1857, and I lived in Quebec, Canada. I came here in 1925 to be with the Lord."
"How about you?" William asked.
"I grew up in Massachusetts, and I was living on earth right up to the day of the second coming," Jonathan said.
"We are going to have two very different perspectives. Mine starts in heaven, while yours starts on earth," William said with his big smile on his face.
"Let's take a walk to where our Lord's throne is, and we can talk there, at the beginning of the River of Life. I love the view from there. It's awesome," William added. Jonathan and William headed toward the center of the kingdom. As they traveled, they shared stories of how the Lord had worked in their lives and in the lives of their families. They both stopped when they came within view of the throne and its surrounding buildings. It was situated high upon a hill that overlooked the entire kingdom. As they looked up, the road they were on swerved to the left and then the right. All the way up the hill it swerved back and forth. On the road, white arched bridges could be seen where the road crossed the River of Life as it made its way to the summit. At each bridge they stopped and looked down upon the water as it cascaded to the valley below. They finally made it to the summit and walked over to some benches that were placed beside the river as it broke over the crest of the hill. It was an awesome sight with the throne of God behind them, and ahead of them the river flowed over a cliff, dropping hundreds of feet below. The river continued down the hill, swerving back and forth, continuing through the city, and then out the southern gate to one of God's hidden chambers in some distant land. Jonathan said, "So, tell me your story about the second coming."
"I remember it vividly. I was with my earthly wife, Kristen, our children, grandchildren, and many other saints enjoying ourselves beside the River of Life down near the Emerald Gate. As we were talking, a trumpet blasted once, and then it sounded again and again. It blasted seven times in all. Then the Lord himself appeared high above and called all the people to gather at the worship hall for a special blessing. Everyone was excited as we made our way there where the rest of the kingdom was gathering. When we were all seated, God the Father stood up and addressed us. He said, 'Welcome, my beloved. I have great news that is for all the people. Behold, the day of the Lord is here. We will wait no longer. The day of reckoning has arrived. It is time to gather my flock from the four corners of the world and judge all the nations in righteousness. The day has come to gather and separate the sheep from the goats. Behold, this is a day of great joy and celebration for the righteous, and a day of tribulation for the wicked. For I will strike down the nations and level every proud peak and raise every humble valley. Suddenly, a blast of light came from above and caught everyone's attention. In the expanse between the throne and the endless ceiling, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords came riding on a white horse. And before the throne, the four living creatures cried out, "The rider of the white horse is called Faithful and True." I watched as the Son of Man flew down on his white horse and landed on the sea of glass. He then continued across the sea of glass and stopped before the great throne. The rider was dressed in fine white linen. An awesome sword hung on his right side that shined and glittered before all us all. He wore a majestic robe which had the words King of Kings and Lord of Lords embroidered in gold. On his head was a crown which seemed to intersect with many other crowns. His eyes were ablaze, shining forth his power, holiness, and righteousness. He drew his sword from its sheath and raised it high for all of us to see. The Father watched the Son and said with a voice of authority and command, "With this sword he will strike down the nations, and I will make his enemies a footstool for his feet." As he said this, the Son swung the sword and brilliant light traced behind it. The Father said in a loud voice, "Behold, the King of Glory, strong and mighty. Now gather behind him, for the day has come to establish eternal righteousness." Jonathan said, "Wow, I can't imagine how exciting that must have been. It gives me chills down my spine just thinking of it." William said, "That day, every heart was captured, and excitement filled the entire kingdom. But there is more, much more to tell. I watched as the Lord Jesus turned his horse and it raced across the sea of glass, stopping halfway. From out of every corner of the assembly, the angels rose up and flew behind him. And at that moment, the horse railed high in the air and its hoofs landed hard, echoing loudly throughout the massive hall. God the Father then called all the saints together, and the Holy Spirit directed us to our positions. Thousands upon thousands of his holy ones gathered behind him for the great day of the Lord. The Lord Jesus began to move forward through the hall, and we all gathered behind him. We continued through the city streets until we reached the gate, those ancient doors. Then all of us cried out in unison, 'Lift up your heads, O you gates! Be lifted up, you ancient doors, for the King of Glory is coming.' Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." The gates of the kingdom were opened, and we marched out with the Lord. The sight around me was amazing. A great host of thousands upon thousands times 10,000 left the city of our God to participate in the great and dreadful day of the Lord. We traveled for a time, making our way to the earth. We could have been there in a moment, but I believe the Lord wanted our anticipation and excitement to build. Finally, we were above the clouds of earth. We covered the entire sky. And in fact, we covered the entire globe of the earth. We were all looking down upon that old world, waiting and waiting. And then, suddenly, the long-awaited trumpet blast of God was sounded. The sound was so intense that the earth shook violently under its power. Mountains crumbled
and valleys were raised up. Some rivers seemed to vanish as parts of the earth gave way. Even the heavens themselves seemed to shake like leaves on a tree. There was a pause for a moment as William reflected on that day, and he closed his story with this statement: "I watched as the whole earth was awakened from its slumber. And you know what happened after that. Now, tell me your story."